Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially, it means, after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. With today's reading, we will be starting in verse 33 and ending on verse 48. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 33. You have also heard that our ancestors were told, "You must not break your vows. You must carry out the vows you make to the Lord." But I say, do not make any vows. Do not say, "By heaven," because heaven is God's throne. And do not say, "By the earth," because the earth is his footstool. And do not say, "By Jerusalem," for Jerusalem is the city of the great king. Do not even say, "By my head," for you can't turn one hair white or black. Just say a simple, "Yes, I will," or "No, I won't." Anything beyond this is from the evil one. You have heard the law that says the punishment must match the injury. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say, do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, offer the other cheek also. If you are sued in court and your shirt is taken from you, give your coat too. If a soldier demands that you carry his gear for a mile, carry it 2 miles, give to those who ask, and don't turn away from those who want to borrow. You have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Once again, that was the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 verses 33 through 48 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. This chapter is not a list of rules, it is a charter for a new humanity. Simply put, God wants us to become like Him. He wants us to keep our word, following through on what we say. He wants us to forgive people who have wronged us, without giving up the need for justice. He wants us to love, truly love, those who hate us. This is what God does because this is His character. The image of God is restored in us through Christ who lives in us and changes us from the inside out. At first glance, these teachings of Christ look like weakness, turning us into doormats for the world. Yet the life of Christ gives us the perfect example to follow. He was not a doormat, He served in strength. Tragically, very few people follow His way. Revenge and reciprocity rule the day. We are so eager to guard our dignity that we miss how undignified and hate we are all becoming. The way of Christ is not weakness. It is love stronger than all hate. These commands, keeping our word, giving to those who ask, serving all, and loving enemies, are only possible if a person has the eternal love of Christ inside of them. It is only when we hear the voice of Christ that we can ignore the voices of hate, criticism, and condemnation. This way of life does not mean we are doormats. Christ was not, and we follow His example. No one had taught these things before Jesus, and few have lived them out since. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How can you follow these commands without being walked on by others? What would it mean for you to live these commands out in your life? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.